Wow. Hey, everybody, I'm an addict, and my name is Abdul Hamid. Hey, y'all. Let me see, what am I supposed to do? Yes. Thank you to the Finland region and to ECCNA for this invitation. Speaking is my least favorite thing to do, and I am grateful to be here. I've seen so many people that I have met over the years, and it's overwhelming to look out and to see all of you. 30 minutes, I am nervous. It's always a good sign. It is possible to speak and not share. It is possible, after you've been here for a while, to professionalize this moment. Many of you have spoken at conventions or your local meeting. Sometimes the local meeting is where people practice. Yeah, because in the early days, I didn't have my own story, so I went to a meeting and I listened, and then I'd go to another meeting, and if it got a reaction at the first meeting, then I would sort of say it. You know, in America, we have a lot of, we call them slogan slingers. Which isn't a bad thing, because sometimes the basic text is too much for people to remember. So, you know, we say things, keep coming back is a slogan. Just for today is a slogan. Hey, get your hand out of my pocket. No, that's... no. Wow. I never know exactly what I'm going to talk about, but I know that when I have to pee, that means I'm about to be honest. So, it's crazy. Where to begin? So if you would just indulge me for a second, and if you wouldn't mind, this may make some of you uncomfortable, if you have spatial issues or are neurodivergent like me or whatever, this may not work for you. But if you don't mind, take a look at the person to your left. Yeah? Okay. Good. Now, very slowly, so you don't scare the other person, take a look at the person to your right. I see you back there. Thank you. For anybody that does not believe in miracles, you've just seen a miracle. Yeah. I was talking with a sponsee, and they were struggling with this whole notion of God and, you know, I don't know. The fellowship is going to be, 70-some years old or whatever. Like, at a certain point, like, I had to take a deep breath and get over myself. I have problems with a lot of notions. I have problems with this notion, be careful what you pray for. Because before I got here, I had a very clear notion about religion and spiritual things and all of that, and some of that bled into the fellowship. And so I had to get rid of the tricky God thing. I ousted this notion of a tricky God. I had ousted this notion that somehow I had to be good, or I had to be perfect, or I had to be right, I had to be all buttoned up, that it all had to make sense. I was talking with a friend about recovery being linear. My recovery has not been linear at all. So I'm saying this for the newer member, anybody newer than myself. I guess it's a certain amount of clean time now. And I want you to know that I have way more clean time than I do recovery. Yeah, no, seriously. Seriously? I have way more clean time than I do recovery. Our literature says that clean time doesn't equal recovery. What does that mean? It means that you can come here and you can loiter with the intent to recover. You can have a sponsor that you never call. You can pray prayers that you don't meet. You can talk during the readings. We can judge each other. We can take each other's inventory. And we can stick around here for a long time without using drugs. We can find new ways to do the old stuff better, cloak it under so many spiritual principles that we talk about that people don't recognize it until they end up on our eighth step. Yeah. And I'm saying all that to say this to the newer member. Anybody here got a year or less? Thank you. Can I just keep it real with you? I'm going to just talk to you guys for a second. Everybody else, talk amongst yourselves. I am not still here because I'm done using. I have a sponsor. I have a God of my understanding who used to be a God of my misunderstanding. That's a whole other story. I have sponsees. I'm of service. But I'm not still here because I'm done using. I'm still here because I am 100% sure that I am not done using. I know that sounds a little bit odd. What are you talking about? Yeah, I haven't used for a long time, but I haven't used for a long time because I'm clear that even though I can use, I can't use. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I can use, but I can't use. Like, nothing has changed, and there's nothing cute about being an old man on the streets of Los Angeles or New York City trying to give hand jobs for crack. That's not the look. I haven't always been old. I haven't always been fat, and so sex work is not really an option for me at the moment. Although you do make a compelling argument, so I just want to say that I, for a second I thought about, like, well, maybe I could do a website, Fat 40 and Finished in Recovery. Like, you know, maybe I could. There's a new way of life for you. Yeah, oldhose.com. I mean, I was trying to think of, like, what I could do to honor my body and myself. Thank you very much for sharing that. But yeah, I don't have any game left. I don't have any game left. And if you're in this meeting and you haven't used, I feel like crying. If you're in this meeting and you haven't used today, you never have to use again, even if you want to. Our message in Narcotics Anonymous is clear, and Pete, thank you so much for sharing, that an addict, any addict, black addict, white addict, trans addict, gay addict, a non-binary addict, confused addict, rich addict, poor addict, Finnish addicts, even the Greek addicts, which is like, whoa, how that happens. We don't care what or how much you used. We don't care who your connections were, how much or how little, what you've done in the past. What we want to know is what you want to do about your problem. What's your problem? The problem is that once I start, I can't stop. I haven't used drugs in a long time. I still have the same problem. Have you seen me? This isn't an accident. I put down the spoon and I picked up the fork. I mean, you know, the... I am not unilaterally willing to live this new way of life. I do it really well in some areas. I get manageable around money. I get unmanageable around relationships. I get manageable around relationships. I get unmanageable around thinking that my amazing brain is somehow going to find a way around the principles of this program. This is not a thinking program. This is not a feeling program. Our literature says this is a program, check this out, you'll love this. This is a program of action and prayer. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Which is so interesting because when I first got to Narcotics Anonymous, I got clean in a place called St. Mark's Place, which is, clearly you weren't there or you would not be clapping, so. So St. Mark's Place, Becky, check this out. St. Mark's Place was like if you took an emergency room and a kindergarten and had a few inmates from the insane asylum. It was kind of like, and then gave it a 12-step frosting. It was one of those places where you walked in the room and you thought, wow. There's a song in the U.S., How Did I Get Here? I just was like, whoa. But it was in that room with women who wore Lycra, well past its years, by the way. Just, yeah, I don't know. You have to be a very specific body type, I think, too. Even with body acceptance, I think, you just, it does. But there were old recovering pimps, and there were trust fund babies, and there were ladies of the evening and men of the morning, and there was all of these people. And I kept thinking, what could possibly bring this group of people together? And then I heard, if you want what we have to offer. And are willing to make the effort to get it. Well, I didn't know what you had to offer exactly, so I wasn't really sure about it. But if you want what we have to offer and are willing to make the effort to get it, then you're ready to take certain steps. Wait a minute, bad word, right? Nobody does steps in Narcotics Anonymous anymore because we have, what, therapists and spiritual guides and all of the rest. I mean, like, why come to a 12-step program when you actually can do all of this? Oh, I'm sorry, right. So they talked about steps. People with no teeth, with bad hygiene, with PhDs, and with no Ds at all, right, gave me this program one step at a time. And so if you are in Narcotics Anonymous, and I am a cheerleader, I'm sorry. Like, I don't feel bad about it. I make no apologies about it. I love Narcotics Anonymous. I love the Narcotics Anonymous way of life. I live the Narcotics Anonymous way of life. I have a Narcotics Anonymous sponsor. I go to Narcotics Anonymous meetings. And if you catch me on the right day, I've got a two-tone short pleated skirt and pom-poms that say N-A on it. I am rah-rah Narcotics Anonymous. I love Narcotics Anonymous. I do. I love it. I love it. And they started spoon-feeding me these principles. If you want what we have to offer. Like I said, I didn't know what you guys had to offer. What I knew, I didn't know if I wanted what you had, but I was clear at that point that I did not want what I had. Now, let me tell you what I had, because we're talking about a new way of life, so I'll just go back to an old way for just a second. I walked into a meeting of Narcotics Anonymous. I had degrees. Right? Any Mensa members in here, like the Genius Club people? Oh, there are a lot of IT. I know the IT people because I've met you guys. The Geek Squad is here. They are smart. I told one friend that I got a new computer and I was afraid to open it because I'm like really intimidated by technology. So, I don't know where I was going with that. Yeah. But I got to this meeting. They started spoon-feeding me the principles. I didn't want what I had. I knew I didn't want what I had. And what I had a, I don't know if I can, outside issue, implied endorsement, no. I had a Platinum American Express card, a lot of dreams, and low morals. That's what I had when I got here. When I got here, my first home group, I mean, not the one that I actually went to, but in my head was a little meeting in my mind called Recovery from the Waist Down. At that meeting, all you had to do was feel good. When I got here, I was under the mistaken impression that the disease of addiction was about feeling good. And so I heard people talk about, like, I used behind this, or I used behind that. And I'm just gonna tell you, like, Uncle Buddy touched me. I was 6 years old, worked through it, got a lot of stuff going on with Uncle Buddy. Love money, property, and prestige. I love nice, shiny things, all of that stuff. None of these methods was sufficient for us. Our literature says our drug, I love this part, our drug or some substitute. So for all you old timers that are in here crossing your legs, talking in the back of the meeting, what's your substitute today? The drugs are gone. We haven't used drugs in over 30 years. My home group, I have like 31 years clean. Wait a minute. You're applauding until you go to my home group and like, I'm one of the new members. You know what I mean? I go to my home group and there are people that have way more clean time than me, and I go specifically so I can misbehave, get good information, and act out. That's literally why I go. But obsession and compulsion without the use of drugs, we're talking about new way of life, but the old way of life, this notion that I use behind something. Can I be absolutely honest about why I used? It took me about 5 inventories to get it. I talked about my mental hygiene issues. I talked about my neurodivergence. I talked about being a black man in America. I talked about not fitting in anywhere. I talked about all this other stuff. And so I used all of those as excuses for using. And guess what I found out? I used because I liked the way drugs made me feel. Who knew? Hundreds of pages of inventory, Michael, about, you know, this and that and the minutia, and I found out that the disease of addiction is a disease of prediction. The disease of addiction is a disease of prediction. I always want to know how I'm going to feel. And I will use people, places, things, and situations, anything I have to know how I'm going to feel. So here's how drugs work. I wanted to know how I was going to feel Monday at 12. I wanted to know how I was going to feel Thursday at 5. I wanted to know how I was going to feel at the family reunion. I wanted to know how I was going to feel at the funeral. I wanted to know how I was going to feel when I won it. I wanted to know how I was going to feel when I lost it. I wanted to know how I was going to feel when I got it. I was going to know how I felt when I couldn't find it. It was a disease of prediction. I kept using drugs over and over and over again. Somebody said against my will, I never wanted to stop. I'm not here because I'm done. I never wanted to stop. People talk about hitting a bottom. So? I never met a bottom I didn't like. You can do with that whatever you will. Get out of my inventory. Get out of my inventory. But I, you know, waiting for a bottom, I would be dead if I hit my bottom. Here's what I found out about my bottom. My bottom's got a basement. My basement's got a trap door. My trap door's got some machine that tunnels underneath all of it. There's low, and then there's what I do. So if you're an addict like me, I don't understand like this. I'm a high-functioning addict. I'm a low-bottoming addict. If you're in the rooms, if you're in this convention right now, you belong, and why don't you just stay? Right? Yeah. High bottom, low bottom, no bottom at all, right? They told me that if my ass fell off, to put it in a bag. They literally said this. I'm not making this up. If your ass falls off, put it in a bag, bring it to a meeting. We'll show you a new way to sit. No, this is true. Like, I'm not making any of this up. And because of you all, not because of me, not because I'm so great or so smart, but because of you all and taking a few suggestions, certainly not all of them. In fact, they said all suggestions are free. The ones you don't take are the ones that you pay for. Yeah. I know. That's why I still look at the side eye out of those old timers, because they know stuff, and I know that they know stuff, and they know that I don't know stuff yet. So I have to keep coming back with a little bit. Here's a bad word, humility manual. Yeah, because I want to know everything. I want to know what's going to happen. 11 Steps says something really interesting. Sometimes when we pray, a remarkable thing happens. And here's the other piece. Sometimes when we pray, a remarkable thing doesn't happen. And the question is, what do we do in the meantime when in between time, a remarkable thing doesn't happen? Oh, how did I get to the first step? Doggone it. This thing called radical acceptance, it doesn't mean that you have to like it. It just means that you have to be aware of where you are. And in that first step, I found out that I wasn't submitting, I was surrendering. And submission is different than surrendering. Thank you to my sponsor who gave me that language. Surrender is different than submission. Surrender means that I'm aware. And even in our literature, it says that we surrender to the disease of addiction. And then it goes, oh, wait a minute. We have some incomplete information. 5 minutes? Holy moly. Okay, so surrender is different than submission. Submission is about power. Submission is about something having power over me. Surrender is about me recognizing that I really don't know. So, 5 minutes. Jiminy crickets. There's this, in the 19th century, I'm a little bit of a geek. In the 19th century, there was this notion about like weddings, really big weddings things. And they said, something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue, right? In Narcotics Anonymous, the something old is leaving that old way of life. They used to say, uncover, discover, and discard, but not too quickly, Kelsey. Some of the stuff isn't bad. Some of it we discard, some of it we reclaim. Like my innocence, I was doing an inventory, and I found out that I had low self-esteem, that I felt unworthy, and I had never said, I'm innocent. I'd said, it's not my fault. I'd said a whole lot of stuff, but I had never claimed my innocence. Part of this new way of life for me is I'm claiming my innocence as a fat 63-year-old man. Everything that happened to me was not my fault, and some of the stuff that happened to me was a bunch of beep. But in Narcotics Anonymous, I get to do this other thing, the second step. I get to come to believe that, not in. This is a spiritual program. What's the spiritual part? The whole thing. The whole thing. It's like a fish staying in an ocean. What's the wet part of water? This whole, everything that we do, service is spiritual. Honest sharing is spiritual. Our literature is spiritual. The therapeutic value of one addict when you want to be watching the football game and your sponsee calls right before they're going to make the kick and you know that you have a choice. That's a spiritual choice. Something old, the old way of life. Something new, this way of life. Surrendering to the program of Narcotics Anonymous. Something borrowed. Anybody here got more than 20 years clean? Something borrowed. Yanni. The collective experience, we are better together. All of our steps start with we, not because like on a literature committee, if you've ever been on a literature committee, and some of you do, you have to find the right word. You're trying to be precise. We admitted, we came to believe, we, having had, we. Something old, something new, something borrowed. The collective experience, your experience plus my experience, kicks the disease of addiction in the every time. We are stronger together, we are better together, as long as the ties that bind us together. It doesn't matter what happened in the business meeting. At the end of the business meeting, I still don't want you to use. If you don't get my idea and I disagree with your idea, I still don't want you to use. The ties that bind us together are stronger. And something blue. See what I did there? Something old, reclaiming the pieces of yourself. Something new, this new way of life with this new information that maybe some of us didn't have. Something borrowed, taking advantage of the wisdom in the room. What was it like for you when you turned your will and your life over? What is it going to be like? Will I become perfect? Right, sure. Have you seen us? and something blue. This happens to be the 6th edition of the basic text. Don't get into controversy about, you know, the wording of the whatever. Mind the wisdom. They used to say, have as much sense as an old cow. Eat the hay, leave the sticks. Yeah. If it don't apply, let it fly. But what does apply in here is acceptance, surrender, faith, humility, trust, right? I'm grateful for that. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. 12 years ago, you guys, I don't know, maybe it was temporary insanity, invited me to come to ECCNA in Moscow. And we're the Russian fellowship. Niecha Vabayatsa. Niecha, yes, it's me, yes. Niecha Vabayatsa, which means nothing to fear. So long as I follow that way, I have nothing to fear. What does the just for today say? Just for today, I'll be unafraid. My thoughts will be on my new associations, people who are not using and who have found a new way of life. So long as I follow that way, I have nothing to fear. And then I said, I've got you. You've got me. We've got Narcotics Anonymous, and there's nothing to fear. 12 years later, in this new way of life, I've got you. You've got me. We've got Narcotics Anonymous. And there's nothing to fear. I can't promise you it's all going to be peaches and bunny butts. I can't promise that you're going to win the lotto. I can't promise that he's coming back or that she's going to leave. I can't promise any of that. But as long as we follow this way, the Narcotics Anonymous way, service, prayer, action, as long as we do that, we have nothing to fear. And I'm so grateful. A few years before that, you guys made another temporary insanity. And I stood before you and I said these words, and I mean it today like I meant it then. Thank you for giving me me. I'm grateful for this new way of life. Thank you to this region. Thank you to ECCNA. I'm an addict named Abdul Hamid. I'm going to keep coming back. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. I love Narcotics Anonymous. I love Narcotics Anonymous. Thank you all for letting me share. Thank you. Thank you so much.